Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Back to that in just a few moments' time. But first, to the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, who is visiting Taiwan, which is a pretty controversial move, at least as far as Beijing and the Republic of China are concerned. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon, good to talk as ever. Nancy Pelosi then arriving in Taiwan. Serious consequences being threatened here by Beijing. It is a big deal that somebody of her seniority is visiting Taiwan, but why is it so significant?
Well, it's an absolutely massive deal. I mean, this is the first time since 1997 that a Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives has set foot on Taiwanese soil. And if you ask, well, what's the big deal about a Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives? The answer is that they are second in line after the Vice President of the United States for the presidency. So this is a senior U.S. government official setting foot on Taiwanese soil. Absolutely, Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi insists through the statement that she issued today and in an opinion piece that's being published in the Wednesday edition of the Washington Post here to convey that America stands with Taiwan in the face of Chinese aggression. This trip was first mooted back in April. It didn't happen then because Nancy Pelosi tested positive for COVID-19 and her trip to Asia was scrubbed. Then we knew that she was planning to revive the trip around about now. She would never say publicly that Taiwan was on the official itinerary. A measure of how controversial this is can be found not just in the very angry Chinese reaction to the notion of her setting foot on Taiwanese soil. Remember that the United States honors a one China policy. It doesn't diplomatically recognize Taiwan. It recognizes mainland China only. But a measure of the controversy could be found in some of the reaction here, because you had President Biden 2 weeks ago disclosing that officials at the Pentagon, whose names he did not divulge, had conveyed to the Speaker of the House of Representatives that they viewed a trip to Taiwan right now as being unhelpful. And of course, that's not just because of the potential for putting fresh strains in the relationship with China, but also because their focus is very much on Ukraine. Yes. And a war raging in Europe. And they are very nervous at the Pentagon about the possibility of having a second front suddenly open up in terms of a military confrontation with China. But she is there. She is absolutely vigorously defending her decision to go. She insists there's nothing new about all of this. Congressional delegations have been traveling to Taiwan for decades. And this is just another such example. But by saying so vociferously that she stands with Taiwan, she has raised questions about whether the United States in some fashion, yes, is refashioning its approach to the one China policy.
Well, I wanted to ask about that, because if you had Nancy Pelosi on the end of the line, if she was joining us in this conversation, and you asked her, Speaker Pelosi, are you visiting an independent nation called Taiwan, or are you, as China contends, because they claim you're violating sovereignty by doing so, are you visiting China on this trip? What would you say, do you think?
Well, that is the extraordinary thing about the opinion piece that she's written for the Washington Post, because she says that there is a solemn vow made by the United States to support the defense of Taiwan. She says, disturbingly, this vibrant, robust democracy is under threat. Beijing has dramatically intensified tensions with Taiwan, and in the face of the Chinese Communist Party's accelerating aggression, she writes, our congressional delegation's visit should be seen as an unequivocal statement that America stands with Taiwan, our democratic partner, as it defends itself and its freedom. Now, when you read this very pugnacious and sparky piece that she's written, you say to yourself, well, the obvious question to ask is, why are you not, therefore, recognizing Taiwan's independence?
Yes.
And White House officials got themselves in a bit of a cul-de-sac today because reporters asked if she wasn't essentially saying that the United States is recognizing Taiwan's independence. And they insisted, no, nothing's changed here. We don't recognize Taiwan's independence. So when they were challenged and they were asked, well, what does she mean when she says we stand with Taiwan? The answer was, well, that's a question for Speaker Pelosi. We speak for the administration,
right,
and we're telling you the policy hasn't changed. But look, Nancy Pelosi has a long track record of speaking out in favor of democracy all over the world, but particularly in Asia, particularly with regard to Taiwan. This is a woman who in 1991, flanked by two now former members of the House of Representatives, unfurled a pro-democracy banner in Tiananmen Square, honoring the students who died in the 1989 student uprising there. So she's got form in this regard. But, I mean, if you read this op-ed, she writes and sounds very much like a woman who, if push came to shove, would argue that they should recognize Taiwan as independent.
But we still can't tell whether this in any way presages any change of policy in the administration. The spokespeople that you quoted there have said it's a matter for her. The policy is not changed as we speak. But it might or might not indicate that there is a mind within the Biden administration to recognize Taiwan. That's not impossible.
Well, there might be a mind within some factions in Congress to recognize Taiwan. Generally, Congress has been pretty hawkish on this issue, and certainly Republicans have moved closer down the road of recognizing Taiwan's independence over the course of the last few years. And we've seen a series of muscular visits to Taiwan, both during the Trump administration and now during the Biden administration. But the official line from the White House and from the National Security Council is that nothing is changing in policy. And that's a reflection of the fact that they realize just how incendiary that would be as far as Beijing is concerned. Now, we know that some lower level officials from within the White House reached out to Nancy Pelosi and suggested to her that this trip was not a good idea. Tom Friedman, the highly respected international affairs columnist in the New York Times, in the Tuesday edition of the newspaper, excoriated Nancy Pelosi for a trip to Taiwan that he describes as utterly reckless, dangerous, and impulsive. He even suggests that it could spark World War III. And he faults President Biden for not picking up the phone personally and saying to Nancy Pelosi, Democrat to Democrat, look, I recognize you're the Speaker of the House of Representatives, a co-equal branch of government. You get to make your own travel decisions. But I'm asking you, do me a favor right now, don't go. So that certainly gives you a flavor of the controversy here, because to see someone like Tom Friedman taking Nancy Pelosi to task, and he actually starts the article by saying, I have a lot of respect for Nancy Pelosi, but if she goes ahead with this trip, she will be doing something that is utterly reckless, dangerous, and irresponsible. That's pretty extraordinary criticism coming on the opinion pages of the New York Times.
And briefly, is she getting close to the point where she might want to retire if, come the midterms, the Democrats lose the House? Whether or not that happens, there has been talk about her maybe wanting to consider her position and step down at some point. And I suppose this kind of trip at this sort of time would fit with the profile of someone who doesn't think they're going to be in the job for whatever reason much longer.
Yeah, I think no question about that. She's 82 years old, so she's older than Joe Biden at 79. And all the writing on the wall suggests that the Democrats are indeed going to lose control of the House of Representatives, at which point she will be passing the Speaker's gavel over to a Republican, possibly Kevin McCarthy, the Republican's current leader in the House of Representatives. She is a major rainmaker for the Democratic Party. She raises boatloads of money for the party. And that, in large measure, is how she has maintained such a grip over the party in Congress. But this does appear to be a move by Nancy Pelosi to say, look, I have got the right to do this. This matters to me. I want to express the view that the United States should be backing Taiwan to the hilt. And maybe this is part of my swan song in terms of public service, and everybody else just needs to get used to it.
Simon, thank you. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.